Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cast Business Text Line. I have the audio about the Christian McCaffrey thing. Don't put words in my mouth. You're listening to the wrong person. I know what I said. Trust me. I take my L's, but I'm a gloat about my W's. And that McCaffrey one was a W. Just check the timelines, buddy. Check the timelines. Let's go to RJ Fairfield. Then we'll get to Corey. We got Don. It's game day, baby. Niners and Seahawks. Don't be a front runner, Shasky. Come on. Commit right now. Commit right now. RJ.
It's an RPO,
RJ.
Dude. I'm not ready to commit.
Are you still getting nervous? Are you getting nervous listening to me, RJ?
Oh, Vontae, when you said this is a must-win game, it makes me nervous, like, for real. Shasky, he does this all the time where he puts, it's a must-win game. When he says that, he says it with his chest out loud, and it scares me over the airwaves. But, man, I've been listening to you all week. I've been listening to you all week, and you're right. Players got to execute. And this is a must-win game, man. Honestly, like, I hate to see when Brock Purdy gets flustered. It makes me think that, hey, what's happening? The receivers aren't getting open. So, I mean, we need to create separation, guys, because when I was at the Arizona game, I saw no separation from Deebo or Juwan Jennings. That was death by a thousand cuts. But, Vontae, quit picking on us
Kings fans,
man.
I'm not picking on you guys.
Oh.
RJ, you listen to Shasky when you guys are guaranteeing Minnesota stuff, and he said he makes you feel good. You don't get nervous with him? He's shook right now.
Well, yeah. You know what? Me and Shasky are in a dark spot right now. You know, I'm listening to my own mind. I try, I think Shasky gets it now. Like, he takes every game as an emotional toll, like, and that's where I'm at now. I think that Minnesota game, I was with Shasky on that. Yeah. And every game now is going to make me nervous, especially next week.
When you talk basketball, you live like this in basketball season two with 82
games? No, it's totally different.
Come on, RJ.
No, it's totally different.
Come on, I thought you were built for this.
RJ, before you go,
You were built for this, RJ.
Sabonis sucks.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, so Sabonis, not all players like Sabonis, Shasky, okay? I think he's a bowling ball with arms. Keegan Murray is a softy. And, you know, thank God we got DeMar DeRozan, who went 6-for-6 last night. Oh, and God. I couldn't stand watching that. I turned that game off because you guys just went off on threes. I watched Love is Blind. And that was a good episode. So,
RJ, hold on. Say it a lot. I like talking to RJ, man. I can't wait to meet you, RJ. So you turned off the game in the preseason. It's a preseason game, RJ. And you're watching Love is Blind? Is it that depressing up there in Sacramento or Fairfield? Whatever the hell you are?
No. It's preseason. You're right. You know, after talking to you guys so long, I learned to take games not personal in the preseason. So
RJ,
you know,
go get a bottle ready for that baby. All right, let's go. Niners are winning tonight.
RJ,
let's do this.
RJ, come on, don't be nervous, okay?
All right, we good. We gonna find out tomorrow, man. I'll hit y'all up on Monday. See what happens.
Sounds good.
Gonna be happy. And I'm going to be sad. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yep. All right, RJ. And then I got the data right here. Sam Lubman texted to me. Bosa's last really good game was probably last year.
Oh gosh,
Thanksgiving. While you were eating turkey.
Against Seattle.
2 sacks. 3 solo tackles. 5 total. 2 tackles for a loss. 5 quarterback hits.
All right. So the clip that went viral on Instagram this week, where I basically called out Nick Bosa, it's got some validity to it. He's got to dominate tonight. It's simple. Number 97 defensively, I am watching him every single play. Is he getting chipped? Is he getting doubled? Is he coming to the backfield? You know what? Nick Bosa's got a ball out. That's crazy. Thanksgiving Day? Last big impactful game? Highest paid defensive player in football?
If we're just going by stats, but there's also like the eye test, right?
Yeah,
like
there's the eye test.
But has it passed the eye test for you lately?
I will say the NFC Championship game, he played his ass off.
No doubt.
I'll give him that. Nick Bosa played his ass off.
Penei Sewell is pretty sweet.
Right, but Bosa was in the backfield. He was playing hard. He was creating pressures. You know, is he, how many intentional groundings is he forcing, holding calls or whatever? But boy. I Nick Bosa's got to play well. Let's go to Corey in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What's up, Corey?
Niners need to win.
What's up, guys? Listen. Big shout out to 95.7 The Game and their production, man. I get my Niners fix on the East Coast listening to you guys on YouTube. So I appreciate that. But my question for you guys is, would you keep the 49ers in its current state that it is right now? We don't do any moves at the trade deadline and we go all in for Travis Hunter during the draft. He's been repeating that this is his favorite team. He keeps saying that.
What position is he?
Go for Travis Hunter.
Yeah, like I just...
He's a corner and a wideout.
Well, I know, but like, do you really think he can go both ways in the NFL? I think that's tough, man.
And what pick?
I'm not saying he can't. I'm not one of these people, you could never do it. I never say never. I just, like, what position is he? You know, you'd have to move all the way up. And we know what happened the last time the Niners moved all the way up to one of the top few spots in the draft. I don't know. I find that to be hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even worried about the draft right now. This segment was sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to Don and Concord. Don, what's happening?
What's up, Don?
Hey, good morning. It's Niner Day, huh? I got a little poem for you. Are those hound dogs going to get down tonight? Well, they best if you think they're going to win the West. Thursday Night Football, Mason style, bro. That's what I got.
That's it, Don. That was a poem. I thought you were just talking.
No, I just had a little poem.
Can you recite it over? I'm going to step out of it. I'm going to recite the poem. I want to hear. I want to get a clean version of the poem, Don. The floor is yours.
Are those hound dogs going to get down tonight? Well, they best if you think they're going to win the West. Thursday Night Football, Mason style.
All right, Don. Hey, I give you an A for effort. I give you an A for effort, Don.
Don, what is one part of the 49ers struggles?
He's
one
gone.
Thing.
He's gone. He gave us his. He said hound dogs and I. Guys need to go hunting. Come on. Let's go hunt, Bosa. Now we get to the offense. Because they're not exonerated. Y'all got money. Y'all got money. All right?
A lot of money.
Everybody's been pocket watching.
A lot of money.
Everybody's been pocket watching. You know, the Trents, the Ayuks, the Debos, the Kittles, Purdy. We talking about his money all the time. Well, what about J.P. Mason, the guy you gave money to in the offseason, Chris McCaffrey? He's got, you know, bilateral Achilles tendonitis. So, you know, who knows if he's ever even going to play a snap. This offense, every possession. Now, it's going to be hard to score on every possession. I get that. But not only do you got to move the football, control the football, you got to score touchdowns here. One thing they've done to Seattle in this 5-game winning streak is they've come out early and hit them in the mouth. Great opening series drives. Setting the tone in the first quarter. 7-0, 7-3, 14-3. We think about the hat and t-shirt game on Thursday Night Football. Went right down the football field. Screen pass to George Kittle. By the way, we got to get Shasky's plays. 5 plays Shasky has to see today. Because I need to hear about the plays. I want to see what you got cooked up this week.
I mean, Shanahan should ask me for some of the schematic stuff because he's gotten away from all of his bread and butter stuff. It's driving me nuts, quite frankly.
Well, so, you know what? And you heard RJ there. Can the receivers get separation against the Witherspoons of the world?
Did you see there was a graph that came out yesterday that was explaining it was a graph, and the way I had it set up was like, do you get separation against man and zone?
Right.
Do you get separation against zone, good, bad, like where are you good, where are you bad? I'm probably not even describing it properly. I apologize for this, but basically on the Niners, Brandon Ayuk is great, not good, great against man and zone this year, separation. Deebo Samuel is really good getting open in zone and getting open in man. Not as bad as we thought. The guy who's struggling in both, shockingly, by the separation numbers, George Kittle is meh against zone and man in terms of separation. I thought that was surprising. Deebo is actually better based on the chart than I think we all thought.
Right. Now, the one name you brought up is Brandon Ayuk.
Top of the charts in both zone and man in terms of getting separation against the other players.
Shout out Matt Stymitz. He was getting on Gurus, like telling him to admit that it's a mistake. Now imagine if they didn't re-sign Brandon Ayuk. That would have been a mistake. That would have been a mistake. So I think Brandon Ayuk today, he's got to look, he's just, whatever opportunity he's presented, make the most of them. You can only control what the quarterback does with the football. You got to run your route to the best of your ability, get open to the best of your ability, and make yourself open, make yourself presentable, make yourself a target. That's all you can do if you're Brandon Ayuk or Juwan Jennings or Deebo Samuel. But you heard RJ in Fairfield, and I do believe as RJ is shook up there in Fairfield, and he does get a little worried, I wouldn't want to watch a game with him. He would drive me crazy. But he was at the game. And I do believe, I respect every caller that calls into the show. I want to make it clear that I do respect their analysis. I respect the way they view sports. RJ said, he brought up Deebo and Juwan Jennings not getting separation. Now, Juwan Jennings can get away with that because he's such a big target.
Yeah, he's a catch radius guy. 6'3",
215, 220. So he doesn't need much separation. Deebo Samuel. I don't know how this 3-week stretch for Deebo. Boy. I don't think the Niners would try to trade him at the trade deadline. But these next 3 games for Deebo, just to get back into the good graces of the fan base,
I mean, he
seems massive.
His yak numbers, it's 5 games, but, well, technically 4 for him. The yak numbers are nowhere near what they've been in years past.
Yep.
I think we're just afraid to say it, and I'm just going to come out and say it. Like, we need a bounce back performance from Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious to me, you know. We could talk, I don't want them throwing the ball 40 times in a drop back. I don't want any of my quarterbacks dropping back and throwing it 40 times. You want balance, but Brock just needs to have a bounce back performance. I know we're afraid to critique him even a little, just in general. He's been a great player for a long time. But I think even he would admit, like, I really need a bounce back performance. It's not some hot take to say, we need our starting quarterback to have a bounce back, you know, efficient night. And that's what the Niners need desperately up in Seattle. And the one thing that has happened prior to the winning streak is that every quarterback has gone up into Seattle and has just wet the bed.
Yep.
They have, every one of them, prior to Brock.
Yep. Well, Jimmy had a great
game. He had moments.
No, Jimmy 2019, 18, 22, 285. Give Jimmy his props.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, Brock has gone up there a couple times and looked really, really good. That's an outlier. Like, most of the Niner games. Quarterbacks have melted up there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but Jimmy's had a couple good games up there. You got to give Jimmy Garoppolo his props, 2019. And then the game where George Kittle went crazy for 9 for 181. And they lost. Remember, they had first and goal at the 10-yard line. I think that was 2021.
Was it 2021?
It was 2021.
Yeah.
And Jimmy actually had a good, that's when they gave up the punt return touchdown. The up back, he didn't even get touched.
Wait, remember, are you saying special teams gave up something big?
Yeah. Remember that game? Remember that?
In my head, all I keep thinking about is all the Pete Carroll special teams things that he did against us for so many years. Remember the fake punt?
Oh, he played all the games.
God, I hate him.
He played all the games with them. But Jimmy had some good games up in Seattle. I want to give Jimmy his credit. I know we don't like to do that around here, but Jimmy his love.
I just think historically, like big picture, whether it's Alex Smith, he had one game, but Alex, Kaepernick.
Cap never played well up there.
Yeah, there were a lot of guys that just struggled up there.
No, but Brock Purdy was definitely bad last week. I mean, by the Brock Purdy metrics.
That's all.
He was bad. He's got to bounce back, and he's got to bounce back against this head coach. Because Mike McDonald, let's be real, Christmas Day, he threw 4 picks. It could have been 7. I mean, they dropped a couple up there in Baltimore.
Can I defend that performance? once you get down the way that they were down, you got to kind of throw it all over the yard. It wasn't a great night. He played horrific.
There was four picks and about 15 all-no throws in that game.
There's no doubt.
It was awful.
But you know how those games go. Like, no, once you start chasing, it's I'm not saying he was awful.
We were making excuses. He was awful with that football game.
No, I'm saying he was awful. But in games like that, when you're chasing so bad, you're just... The difference between two and six picks, I mean, stop.
We got to be fair.
But they were down.
We weren't fair to Jimmy in that situation.
Well, they got destroyed.
We weren't fair to any other quarterback.
He was horrible.
He should have thrown through seven picks in that game against McDonald. All right? So let's just be...
Well,
I don't want
to
hear any
caveats
or anything like that.
He deserved to get
yanked.
I'm not defending poor play. I'm saying that in those games, when you're trying to throw yourself back into it, you're just... Against that team, you're doomed.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.